Hey everyone, my name is Kay Reseed. I'm a coordinator with the Communications and Family Engagement Department, aka CAFE. I'm here with two lovely ladies from Heredia Arriaga Elementary School, and we're here to talk about Natomas Unified's newest school, which is Heredia Arriaga, and this will be the English version of what we're discussing in terms of Natomas Unified School District's newest dual language immersion program. If we can have you introduce yourselves.
Absolutely. My name's Liz Aguirre, and I'm the new principal of Heredia Arriaga.
Hola a todos. I'm Lena Bornstein, and I'm one of the teachers at Heredia Arriaga.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're here to talk about a very exciting opportunity for the families here in Natomas Unified, which is the DLI program, the Dual Language Immersion Program. Can we discuss or, you know, talk to the families about what exactly will this DLI program offer to families?
Dual language immersion is an opportunity for students to learn two languages. So they will be, by the end of fifth grade, they'll be fluent speakers, readers, and writers in both languages. They also acquire more of a wider cultural perspective in a dual immersion program.
So the logistics of the program, it's a 90-10 program, which means that you will start instruction in Spanish. There will be 95% Spanish of the instructional day will be in Spanish for TK. And then in kinder, it moves to 90% of the instructional day in Spanish. And every grade following, it's 10% less in Spanish until you reach the 50-50 mark in fourth grade.
So how exactly will this work? So most of the students will be learning in just English or a language, or will it, as you mentioned, so 90% will be taught in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for students who are interested or families who are interested in enrolling, do their kids have to know one language or another?
So what the ideal makeup is that you have 50% of your learners who are Spanish, native Spanish speakers, so they speak and understand Spanish in their homes, and then you would have 50% of English speakers. That's the ideal makeup. There is also bilinguals. If you know both languages, you're welcome. And so all students are available, are welcome to come and enroll, but that's the makeup that we hope for. So in this, with this model, you want, ideally, you want to have 50% of Spanish-speaking students and 50% of English-speaking students. Also within that, you could have bilinguals, so if you know Spanish and English, you would be welcome to enroll as well. The reason for the 50%, half of your class of Spanish speakers, is you always want to have a language model in the room. And so when it's Spanish instruction, you would want to have students that speak Spanish so that they're modeling as well as the teacher. And then you would have English models when it's English instruction. So that's the reason for the hopeful makeup of 50-50. But then also within that, bilinguals are definitely welcome. And we do our best to make that language model work.
And I do want to point out that the school is actually still under construction, and the enrollment will begin in November. So you enroll in November, and then the students will start the program in 2023. Is that right?
That is correct. So we will be taking TK, students who qualify for TK for next year, and students who qualify for kinder for the following year, 2023.
And that's important because we're building the program year by year. So this is important to know for parents out there who are interested that your students must be in TK or kindergarten at this point.
And there will be transportation within Natomas Unified. So any students who are interested, we don't have a boundary line. Heredia Arriaga is one of the first, it's actually the first school that doesn't have a boundary. So anybody who resides within Natomas Unified School District is welcome to attend our school.
And I was reading about the research that has been done and why this is important. This is the first DLI program that Natomas Unified will have. So as the school's newest principal, why is this such an important program to offer Natomas parents and families?
Yeah, so the research behind dual immersion says that, you know, if by seventh grade, students will exceed, students who've been in a DLI will exceed in language arts and English students who have not been in a DLI program, which seems hard to believe, given that they're learning two languages, but that's what the research has shown to happen. And in math, they stay about the same. So students in DLI will exceed students in a non-DLI program in English. So that's pretty cool because they're learning two languages and then they outscore their peers in English. In addition to that, I think it's important, I mean, for me as a principal of the school, my own children went through DLI. So I have twins, both of who went through dual language Spanish immersion at Chacon Language and Science Academy. And both of them, as soon as they, we didn't have up to middle school, we went up to sixth grade. And both of my kids, as soon as they left sixth grade, they were in GATE programs in middle school, GATE programs in high school, which of course they don't call it GATE in high school. But my son graduated from college in 3 years with an engineering degree because he took so many, he challenged so many of his courses in high school. So I firsthand know that this works because I've experienced it with my own children.
And I would add to that, I was not a Spanish speaker growing up and I did kind of the traditional route of taking Spanish courses in high school, and it was my minor in college, but I felt very inadequate in my speaking and writing abilities until I went to live in a Spanish-speaking country. So I spent time in Costa Rica and I spent time in Mexico, and it was that immersion, hence the dual language immersion, that really solidified and enhanced my language learning because I was surrounded and had to use the language. And in an opportunity like this, I would have loved to have been a part of this as a child. You learn it's much easier to, their sponges are, as they're developing, a child's brain develops with many languages. They can, if they're doing it simultaneously, it's such an asset to give them as they're young and for later on in life as well. And as far as Liz kind of talked about the academic benefits, just in general, research has also shown that in general, you have stronger thinking skills. You're able to think in two languages. And so you're able to, your thinking skills are greater. The cultural piece, Natomas is such a diverse place with cultures and ethnicities. And it just opens your world up to minimally, you know, one or two other cultures. But there's over 20 Spanish-speaking countries, and so the cultural aspect is huge. Also, there is research that says it lessens your chance of developing Alzheimer's and dementia, and also just the way you use your logic. If you're able to think in two languages, it's so beneficial.
It's really helping the kids out for beyond K through 8 or even high school, really. Muchas gracias, Liz y Lina, for your time. And I am very grateful that you were able to share all of this information in English and in Spanish for our community, for our families who may be interested, because I think this is a very important program to offer students.
Thank you for having us. Muchas gracias.
Thank you for inviting us, Kay. Gracias por estar con nosotros.
Muchas gracias. Hasta la vista.
Hasta luego.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.